Hi, everyone.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, season 4, episode 12. We're in Hawaii. We're going to talk about it. Ugh. It's going to be a blast.
I want to be in Hawaii. I was just thinking about how you were there recently.
They were in Oahu, which I've also been to before, but a little different, but they look like, I was like, oh, I want to go back. I want to be in the sun. I want to do it all. Oh, I love it. But this is one of the most memorable trips, I think, that Vanderpump does.
I agree.
I'm very excited.
Me too.
But check us out on the A&M Podcast Network. We have this podcast. We have Summer is Fun, a Summer House podcast, which also includes Winter House. And One Season Wonder is the show where Meredith and I pick a show that only has one season and talk about it. Please be sure to rate, review, subscribe. We have no new reviews, but we do have one new rating, which I think was a 5-star because it took us from like it filled up our 4th star completely. So we now have a total 4 stars.
Come on, do it right now. Please give me
just 5 stars. Join our Facebook group. It's the same name as the podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. We always post any kind of Bravo news that relates to our podcast. So beware. And then join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Let me tell you what you can get. For $1 a month, you get access to our fun pre-shows where Meredith and I catch up about whatever we want. And you get access to any episodes that we record early, including this one. So if you are listening to this live on the podcast, wow, I don't even know where we are at this time. Do we have a new president? Is the world over? Like, where have we released this?
Technically, it could be that many years in the future.
Yeah, we have no idea where you're listening to this. We are currently in 2022. So shout out from the past.
They're going to get this in 2022 as well.
We are in March of 2022. Shout out from the past. For $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus you get access to our after show, because we're doing these episodes spoiler free, we are not going to mention anything that happens in future seasons.
Yeah. So from now until season 7, we get an after show.
So if you want to hear about Bravo news, keep up to date, hear our opinions, this is the place to do it. Also, we will say your name on the podcast, and we have new patrons, so the list got a little longer.
I'm so happy. Let me
tell you about it. So thank you to Ashley, Chris, Courtney, Danae, Dustin, Jackie, Kimberly, Tiffany, Tracy, Emily, Gina, Jennifer, Kelsey, Mariah, Sarah, and Zoe.
Snaps all around.
Yeah. Welcome, welcome. You guys won't regret this.
Oh my God.
We don't lose a ton of patrons, so I don't think you'll regret it.
No. The only time you'll regret it is if Alicia and I just somehow kick it and we're no longer here.
Yeah, if we die, you'll regret it.
It's like, I think it's so fun, the little community we have. So come join us.
So fun.
And thank you to everybody who's a part of it.
And also, feel free to come. I read every notification that comes through on the Patreon. So be sure, if you have a thought from one of our pre-shows, comment on the pre-show. If you have a thought from an after show, comment on the after show. Slide into our Instagram DMs. We read all those too.
Yeah.
Get involved with us.
We need to start putting our initials on stuff because
I have no idea.
Sometimes we pick up each other's conversations.
But I've done it and I've just pretended to finish it off. So same.
I'm like, okay, I am Alicia.
10 out of 10. We're the same person. We're 12-year-olds and a 27-year-old.
Sometimes once I've responded as if I was like coming from you because I knew they probably wanted to DM you.
Yay, I love that. I'm going to start. No one will ever know.
I'm like, all right, Alicia's point of view.
I love that. I'm going to start doing that too, actually, instead of telling you when
I'm going to just start signing it.
A&M. Okay. So then for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus when we do live shows, we ask for your opinions, your questions, your comments, and we will read them on our show. We're trying to figure out a way because I don't know the status of Vanderpump or, to be honest, Summer House in the future, because we have no idea how long Bravo shows really go on for. So maybe we'll pull you in at $5 patrons for something else we do. We don't know. Keep waiting. We'll come up with something. And then also we'll pick a patron of the episode. So this week I'm gonna pick someone that went from $2 to $5 recently.
Oh my God.
Our girl Danae. She is upping it up. I know she wants to give us her opinions.
And girl, like the post shows. Oh, she already got the post shows, but just becoming more dedicated, and I love it.
I think that's the way, is like you stick at $2 and then when live shows happens, you up it to $5. So you give us all the opinions.
And she's constantly in the DMs. I love it.
Oh, she's always in the DMs. It's fantastic.
Slide. I love hearing people's thoughts.
I do too, because we always say it. We have the same thoughts, and it's kind of frustrating.
But sometimes. I just love this stuff so much. Like I could literally for 24 hours straight talk about these shows.
I love this. Okay, let's get into the podcast though. So previously on Vanderpump Rules, Lala got topless in Lisa's pool. Max fucked up his teeth, but we're going to go to Hawaii for Jackson Sandoval's birthday. But there's a whole thing that Kristen can't come to Hawaii. James somehow managed to get an invite. Then Sheena pulled Ariana aside and told her that Ariana's mom reached out to Sheena about that, how Ariana is now different. Lala and Jax flirt a lot, but Jax has a girlfriend, but didn't tell Lala or really anyone. And then he kind of told Brittany that Lala's the one hitting on him. Kind of wrong. So now we're going to Hawaii with everyone besides Kristen. Ooh, so what could go wrong?
A pressure cooker. I'm so excited.
So we're in Honolulu, Hawaii. They all got laid when they landed. Haha, I hate the joke.
I hate when reality TV shows do that.
So it's Jackson Sandoval's birthdays, but Schwartz and Katie just got engaged, so they're gonna have their engagement celebration. Schwartz though has not been laid. This flower is the only thing that has laid him in a very long time.
And it's, what did he say? It's been like 10 days
since before the engagement.
I know, but like it's been 10 days since the engagement.
Oh God.
I think so. Like this, we also haven't celebrated this moment. Like
so maybe in Hawaii we'll get laid for real. Jack. So this was the only part I've watched twice because I was freaking out. So as they're getting their shit from the airport, Jax thought that Katie was Brittany and grabbed Katie's ass.
Like a nice squeeze.
Horrifying. Katie was like, excuse me.
And she was like, I feel violated. And I feel that. I don't understand how he made this mistake. I looked at their like clothing.
They were different.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Brittany was in like a striped thing.
Like a dress.
Yes. And Katie was in gray.
Leggings or something.
Katie was in like a gray dress, but they were very clearly different colors. I don't know how he made this mistake, and like their hair is so different.
I don't know, but he did it in front of Schwartz and Brittany.
Schwartz was sitting right next to Katie.
And Brittany was like, what just happened? And Jax did look horrified at least, but he's like, I thought that she, and Katie's like, he just grabbed my ass.
He just, like, it was just careless. It wasn't like malicious, but careless.
But I've never noticed that before, and it was horrifying to watch.
I literally wrote
barf. Did he even say sorry? Because he didn't. He was just like, oh my God, I did that.
He like doubled over and was like, ah.
He just lay down and died right there. Yes, I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
So now we're at the Modern Honolulu. That's the hotel they're staying at. But this trip is basically all couples. So they're all staying together, except I think Lala and Faith and James and Max, who are all couples anyway, but they're staying separately for now.
I mean, they're not like really solidified. Like the other couples.
They could have stayed. I mean, I probably wouldn't.
The girls didn't want to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't either. Ariana and Tom Sandoval have two balconies. There's a little, all the rooms have this, and I don't understand, but there's like a window that you can see into the shower.
Oh, the like blinds thing. Like that is just so weird.
I thought they were kind of funny. I mean, they made a joke about it. It's very light.
You know what's funny is Love is Blind had something similar whenever. Oh, maybe it wasn't Love is Blind. No, it wasn't Love is Blind. I was watching Married at First Sight and they had these like door things that you could open it. And I was like, can you imagine being with a stranger And like, you just got married and you're like, can we close these, please?
Please don't look at me so while I shower. I'm coming
from like that frame of reference of like,
this is Sandoval being like, I've been dating you for years. How are you? And she's and like, being like,
please have sex with me.
Schwartz is please. everyone loves their rooms. Brittany, Jack, Sheen, and Shay decide to get some drinks. They're all really sad Kristen isn't here, but Sheena tells Jax that we shouldn't be fighting this trip with cough cough James.
God, I'm like, got let it go. Kristen isn't here and James is like, let bygones be bygones.
No, they can't. They can't. We're all sad. We're all missing Kristen so much.
How did we get here? How is like, we are like so sad in a corner having a drink in Hawaii thinking about Kristen. Like, literally, really? Are we really here right now?
When I was in Hawaii, I didn't think about Kristen at all. So
that is not true. I'm pretty sure we recorded an episode. Oh, wait, just the summer house.
So Lala and Faith, you know, they love their room too, but James loves Lala. So he's hoping to really hit it off with her because they mostly hit it off on the airplane so far, which was highly gross if I'm on this airplane.
I was like, they were like, this is not fun.
They were like humping on the seat. And then he asked her to go to the bathroom and that's where she drew the line. At that point, like,
I think Lala's just accepting his affection. I don't think she's like, James is the aggressor in this.
James is definitely aggressive.
And Lala's just letting it happen. Like, I don't think Lala wants to be doing that on a plane.
But I would be like, get the fuck off me.
I'd be like, can somebody switch seats with me, please?
This man won't stop licking my face.
I want to like sleep and close my eyes and like listen to something. Like, I don't want you making out with me, especially because there's a million strangers watching.
Yeah. We're not doing this. No. But Lala. Well, Lala is worried about the Britney thing, which is basically her flirting with Jax and Jax flirting with her and Britney not knowing a damn thing about it, but maybe she does, but maybe she only knows Jax's side.
Well, it's just stressful because you know that conversation's coming to a head. So I think Lala's confident in her position and I believe she's like going to apologize and like do the right thing. But I think it's just like, oh, this is going to be so awkward. Like, when is this conversation going to happen? Because like Lala's not going to be like, hey, can we chat about how like I was flirting with your boyfriend?
Yeah, 100%. So then we go to Tom and Ariana's room. Tom has the fanciest straightener I've ever seen as someone who used to straighten her hair every day.
This baby gets ridiculous up in like 19 seconds to 200 degrees Celsius. I'm like,
literally,
who cares?
So weird.
Who cares about all those stats?
But Ariana, as Tom's geeking out over his straightener, Ariana shares that her mom sent her screenshots of her, like her and Sheena's convo. Ooh. And we don't see it, but Ariana's mom said, and I quote, hey, in your opinion, do you think she's in a good place? Which that text alone makes me seem like Sheena texted her like, hi, Mrs. Maddox, the blah, blah, blah. I think Ariana's different. And then she responds with, hey, in your opinion, do you think she's in a good place?
That's right. And let's remember when you said previously on that the way Sheena went to Ariana with it was like, your mom thinks you're different, but it's Sheena saying that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
It's like her mom asking questions like, oh, wait, what's going on? And then like Sheena like teeing up this answer. And then when she talks to Ariana saying that her mom said whatever Sheena actually said.
Yeah. So then Sheena responds with, honestly, she's different since being with him. Tom will always look out for himself first. Which is just like, why are we texting someone's mom?
I know. I don't really like Tom that much. I'm going to be very honest. Like I don't go hard for him is all I'm going to say. Like, I love a lot of other people more, but I do think he's a really generous person who really cares about his friends. I think if there's like a cutthroat situation, like you versus him and like a disagreement at work, like, yeah, of course you're going to look out for yourself, but won't everybody?
Yeah.
But in life, like he's a very generous person who has a lot of emotions and thinks about other people.
Yeah. And like, first off, Ariana seems pretty independent that she doesn't need anyone really looking out for her, right? She doesn't need Tom to like, Tom can look out for himself first if that's fine because Ariana's going to look out for herself.
That's so true.
And then two, Tom has literally given so much help to Shay and your marriage.
Remember when he came over and like taught them how to make breakfast?
Like, are you insane? Like, where the hell is this coming
from? You know what? I think Sheila looks at their relationship and it isn't the one she wants. So she's like, there's a problem here. Like, he's not like bowing down to her. And she, cause I think Sheena wants Shay to be like her servant, or like, she's the one who wears the pants. And the fact that Tom and Ariana are so independent and just do whatever they want while like being considerate of each other isn't what Sheena wants in her relationship. Yeah. So she's like, this isn't right.
She wants everyone to look out for Sheena first. In the relationship, but Tom and Ariana just get themselves first and then in respect to each other.
Like, clearly there's it's like a friendship equal. Shift here between Sheena and Ariana. And so it's like, well, there's a problem here. Like, you're not treating me right. And it's like, so well, that doesn't mean their relationship's off. I think they're just backing away from you.
Whose relationship is on the rocks right now?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So, Sheena's just trying to come for their relationship. Part of me was like, does Sheena kind of wish that Sandoval was maybe still with Kristen? Is there a part
that I think Sheena doesn't like how her friendship is with Ariana and blames it on Tom.
But can you imagine if in a weird confessional she was like, I wish Kristen was still dating Sandoval, because that's not looking out for Sandoval's best interest.
Well, I think the way we would get that is like, well, when like Sandoval was with Kristen, didn't have these problems.
Okay. For all of us, Sandoval and Kristen cannot date again. But yeah, if Sheena's so worried, why doesn't she come talk to Ariana and Sandoval? Yes. And also Ariana and Sandoval have done so much for Sheena and Shay, and it's rude. So they're like very pissed off. Ariana wants to address it with Sheena, and here's what she has to say. But they're only in Hawaii for 3 days. So we'll see. Also, that doesn't seem long enough to be in Hawaii.
I wonder how this like timing actually worked out. Like, was it actually this quick? Cause that would suck to go on a trip. And now you're like, I'm out at my best friend. I don't really want to have this conversation on vacation, but if I don't have it on vacation, I'm just going to be like pissed off the whole time.
Yeah. Also, I did think about, this is why it makes sense that Max got to go, because he doesn't have to see his actor until Friday. So it like makes sense that they're only here for 3 days.
Yes. Case, yeah. Like, it's like, guys, it's
remembering like Monday, last Tuesday, episode, Wednesday. I was very caught up in this.
Yes.
Okay. So now we're at dinner. Speaking of Max, he like can't talk that well, but he's at dinner. So don't worry. Sandoval tells us about some activities he's planned for the next few days. Because
he like stands up and gives an announcement.
He is a planner. Tomorrow he's going to take everyone on a hike. He's going to be the guide. Unfortunately,
which that's why I feel like he lost people.
Yeah. We're going to die in the wilderness, but unfortunately, Max can't go because of his mouth. So him and James are going to hang back and just chill.
Everybody's giving their
excuses.
That's
an excuse.
Yeah.
Sheena just doesn't want to go on the hike. So she's just going to go on the beach. So her and Shay are done. And then Katie will eventually get out of it. So only so many people are going. But then we also have surf lessons planned. So it's going to be a fun time. Mm-hmm. Peter's enjoying himself, getting the vacation he finally deserves.
He needs some time off from managing these hooligans.
The girls do a fun, Hula lesson. Ariana and Sheena seem fine. Mm-hmm. They're putting their differences aside.
We're not doing this at the table. If there's something Sheena's great at, it's putting on a face and pretending everything's perfect.
She's a good faker. Ariana makes a toast to the birthday guys. It's very sweet. And then while it's happening, James is trying to make out with Lala at the dinner table.
Oh my God.
Which first off, if I'm Max, I'm pissed because this is right where I'm eating.
I'm like, why are we doing this at a table?
Super weird. But Jack sees and he gets upset, like way more upset than you would be if you are Max and just like, ew, I'm trying to eat. Can you out?
Outside of the annoyance that this is happening at
this
table.
Was like,
I can't believe you're kissing her.
He was mad. Like, mm-hmm. And even Brittany was like, what's wrong? So Jax just says he wishes other people were here because there are some people that are here that don't deserve to be. So he's starting the drama. And then James, of course, is like, what'd you say? And so they start arguing.
Say names. Like, if don't just like drop say these names. Little hints, like say the full thing. And he's like, no, I don't want to start drama. And I hate people who do that. Who are like, yeah, wow, some people really shouldn't be here. And it's
actually, really it was Lala. It was Lala who was like, excuse me, who are you talking about? And he's like, I'm not going to say. So yeah, you're right. She was like, say names. Jax yells down then and says, control your lady down there. And Lala gets pissed because she's not about to be controlled.
If there was a shot in hell that Jax was ever going to sleep with Lala, he just shut it down right then and there.
Honestly, I'd be pissed about this, whether we're about to sleep together or not.
Yeah, no, like, you don't tell a man to control me.
Yeah.
You tell me to shut the fuck up if you want me to shut up, but I'm going to tell you no.
Lala's like, or maybe it was James, I don't remember, but Brittany better control her man. How about that? 10 out of 10.
Brittany's who are you, Jax? She's probably never seen like a situation like this. She does not know who Jax is.
So this is when James gets involved and he's like, you're not going to talk to us like that, like no way. And Jax and James are like weirdly competing for this alpha spot, which we all know Tom Sandoval's number one guy in the group. He planned the Hawaii trip. Okay,
listen, Jax is the one who said James could come, so
yeah, don't bitch about it.
Sit with his decision. Yeah, it's your fault he's here now, so like let it be.
Literally. So Max and James go to have a cigarette,
which like good for them for just walking away.
Yes. So then everyone goes to sit in this place called the study, which is basically the bar. Because dinner is now over.
Yeah. This is what always confuses me about reality TV is I'm like, wait a minute, when did we eat?
Dinner's done. Right after that screaming match, we're all like, but should we grab a drink at this, bar downstairs? So we all go, Jack Sandoval and Schwartz sit down with James and Max, because I guess this is where they went to go have a cig. And Jack starts out with, I don't like you, but maybe we should just coexist. And James is like, ditto. So like, that's fun.
We'll see how this continues to go.
So then Sandoval, Ariana, Sheena, and Shay all sit and talk. And Sheena's talking about how they're still not going to go on this hike because they're going to do the gym and then the beach, which honestly, I'd rather go on a hike than go to the gym on vacation.
Same.
Same.
Like, let's get out of our hotel and see beautiful things.
No, we could just sit on a beach after being in the hotel.
I could just look out the hotel gym window to the palm trees and basically the same thing.
Absolutely not. So then Sandoval is the one that brings up Ariana's mom and the text messages. And Sheena says, it's not anything to be concerned over, which like, if it wasn't anything to be concerned over, don't text my mom. But okay.
Well, they have the text messages. They've already told you. So like, I feel like Sheena thinks they don't know what she said though. She's like, it's no big deal.
Yeah. So when Ariana drops, like, my mom sent the screenshot, Sheena looks a little worried. And then they quote one of the texts that says, he's very good at convincing her of what he wants. She just goes along with it. I just think her attitude has changed since they've been together. Ariana's not doing anything she doesn't want to do.
Well, even if that is the truth, can you imagine your friend saying like that to your mom?
No. Because I'm not friends with these types of people. My God.
I just, like, having that read aloud, you'd think Sheena would be like, I'm just concerned about you, or like trying to like defend why she said it. But Sheena's just like, it's, what's the problem? Like that, it's true. You do suck, basically. I'm just
expressing my concern. So then Sheena just says that Ariana isn't the same from a few years ago. And I'm like, Sheena, neither the fuck are you, okay? A few years ago, Katie hated you. Everyone wanted to punch your guts out.
It's like, actually you changed. Who's different.
And then Sheena says Ariana's just negative, to which Ariana responds with, good.
Good. I love that. Like, that's me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not different. That's been me the whole time. I don't like things and I say it.
I know. So then Ariana's mostly upset because, Sandoval's been a good friend and like she's trying to stick up for her partner who's helped her best friend and her partner. And Sandoval says, you know, I've been a good friend to you. And Sheena says, so have I. Like, now we're in a contest of some sort.
We're not talking about you. We're talking about me. So, like, what is you being a good friend to me mean anything? So like, you've attacked my character, and I'm trying to prove that I don't suck. So why are you talking about you?
Yeah, it's like we have nothing to say about Sheena.
Yeah, we don't need you to be brought up in your character.
Don't defend it hasn't been your up. Character. Yeah. So let me quote another text that says he has this attitude that he's better than everything, and it's rubbing off on her the wrong way. And Sheena stands by it. She says, as a couple, they think they're better than everything.
Hey, here's the funny thing is, like, towards the end of this, like, little, like, sit down, Sheena will say, I'm sorry. And then she'll say, oh, I said what I said. I'm not going to apologize for it. But she keeps saying sorry. Yeah, with sorry it.
For saying that, but I'm not going to apologize.
And I'm like, I'm sorry. You can't do both.
So then this is where my man Shay gets a voice, and he backs Sheena. He says that okay. They do have an attitude.
But I think Shay's trying, like, oh, I can be a really good husband here and I can back my wife. So yeah. I feel like Shay's like, okay, cool. I'm going to win some points for being a good husband because I'm going to defend my wife.
Yeah. The dude that really helped me through my anxiety and my drug problem and all of that, who stood by me and convinced Sheena to give me a second chance, I'm gonna fucking ruin him right now. Yeah, but
you have to stand by your wife. I know. Shay doesn't say specific things. He's just like, listen, like, he just like says vague things about how, like,
I think I was just a little disappointed because Sheena and Sandoval are both kind of hotheads, right? So they're kind of raising their voices and arguing. Ariana's still super cool as an ice cube. And she's like, this is what you said. And I'm just calling you out. Rich like ditty. She's very level headed.
Yeah.
And then Shay starts to get a little heated. And I was like, no, my dude, cool it back. You got to separate.
If he didn't step up, he would have gotten rained by Sheena in the hotel room.
I know.
He's so, like, survival of the fittest. I have to defend my wife so I can survive another day here in Hawaii.
You're right. He's just trying to make it through the day.
I just want to have a good day, so I need to support my wife, even though she's batshit crazy.
Who am I sleeping next to tonight? That's who I'm going to defend. Okay, got it. I just need to get to sleep.
And he's like secretly like, Sandoval, can I sleep in your bed? No.
Do you want to cuddle?
Okay, Sheena's right. Sheena's right.
Yeah, Sheena. So Sheena tells them to get over it, which makes Ariana so upset that Sheena can't admit what she did was wrong. And Sheena says that Ariana's just trying to be sassy and putting words into her mouth. And Ariana goes, we're reading them.
We have your literally, exact words. We're not putting literally. Words in your mouth. We're quoting you.
And then Sheena responds
doesn't know how to have a good argument is all I'm going to say.
I'm not going to apologize, but I'm sorry that you're putting words in my mouth by reading my exact text messages. Like, exactly.
She does that string like 7 times where she's like, I'm really sorry, but I'm not going to apologize. I said what I said. And I'm like, what?
And then she goes, does the truth hurt? And
I'm like, Sheena, it's not the truth. That's your opinion.
Ma'am. Yeah, literally.
And the truth is that you said those words.
So Sandoval, our sensitive soul, feels betrayed, and that's why he is the most hurt. So Sheena then leaves and kind of apologizes again, but doesn't mean it because she believes what she said. This is where I wrote it. I was like confused, but Ariana's just upset. She's just sitting there, right? Sandoval is standing yelling with Shay now. Sheena has left the building. Shay is trying to defend his wife.
But then he abandons it. And then he's like, I'm just going to walk away.
He's like, stop yelling at me. Sheena's not here anymore. Goodbye. And Ariana does not even get up. She is seated and she does not feel like wasting her energy.
Here's my thing is, I don't think Sandoval's qualities have rubbed off. I think what Sheena said is accurate for a lot of things about Sandoval, but not to the harshest degree. Like, I do think he is self-centered and really cares about himself. Yeah. And, you know, like, he has those qualities that Sheena wrote, but you don't go to somebody, your like best friend's mother, to say shitty things about their boyfriend. And they haven't rubbed off on Ariana. Ariana is a very strong person who is who she is.
Mm-hmm. And I think if I'm really worried that, like, my friend's significant other isn't putting her first, I would go to my friend and be like, I just want to make sure you're aware in this relationship. I feel like you deserve more. Yep. And if she says, I don't want more, you know, like, I don't think Ariana needs Tom to be like, hey, babe, whatever I'm going to do is going to be based off you. I think Ariana would hate that.
And if a conversation ever did happen with a mom or like a parent, I feel like it would, if someone, a friend who actually cared about this situation would be like, if a mom asks like, hey, how is she? I personally would not shy away from the conversations we've had. And I'd be honest being like, I've shared concern with like your daughter, but I think you need to talk to her yourself. You know, yeah, like I've had my own conversations enough with her about where I think things have changed. And I am a little concerned about her and her relationship, but like we've talked about that privately.
Yeah.
So like, I would encourage you to express those to her yourself.
There's just a lot of overstepping and then not realizing that you did something wrong, but kind of apologizing for it, but also not meaning it.
Do you think she was projecting here?
A little bit. That's the other thing that kind of angers me is like, ma'am, your relationship needs all your attention. I don't know why you're focusing on someone else's relationship.
Because if you read all of Sheena's things that she said about Tom, I think that's how she feels about Shay. Like Shay puts himself first and
he put a ton of their money in drugs. He ignored Sheena for a really long time. I agree. I think.
And she probably feels like she's changed because of like in their relationship. Of
the relationship. Yeah.
Like think she can't just be like a partner with him. She has to be like his mom. And she really hates that.
She's forcing him to fucking drink. They're not partners.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
I'm livid. Anyway. Okay. So we then go back to LA. We're in Villa Rosa. Lisa and Ken are just hanging out with their dogs.
Lisa's like, I just showered and her hair's like blow dried. And I'm like, yeah, what? Beautiful. Just because you're wearing a robe doesn't tell us you just showered.
Hi, I just showered after glam. So then Lisa is dying to call Max, but Ken is like, he's in Hawaii for 3 days. He's fine.
He's fine.
And Lisa's like, no, he's got to take his meds. And then Ken does the worst. And he goes,
Lisa, I wonder if he's taking his antibiotics. I'm like, oh my God. Moms with their sons. I'm like, can't they manage their own pills?
Ken also doesn't make it better by saying, you don't have to worry. James is there.
Max is more reliable if he's on his own.
Yeah, Lisa's like, what's that gonna do? We don't want James to influence Max. Yeah. But I really think that Max would never be influenced by James. I think if anything, he would just leave James to do dumb things.
Well, I feel like Max would just get it by association. Like he'd get into like trouble because James is being a loudmouth. So it's like they get kicked out of a club together because he's with James.
True.
So it's not like did the act, but he has the repercussions of different things.
Do you think any of the Sir cast would fight with Max because of James, or do you think they kind of leave
Max out of it? Max's injury. I think definitely not, because that's your boss's kid. If something happens to him, you're screwed.
Your boss loves that kid almost as much as Pandora. Jiggy. So almost as much as her dog.
Yeah. That like, I think they would legit, like, I would be scared as the friend if I ever like hit Max or did anything, that I'd get sued.
Yeah.
Oh, like they have power behind them to like even sue you like for assault.
Oh, Jax takes off his chunky sweater to fight in the parking lot. Max would not move a muscle. He'd be like, Lisa would be
pissed.
Furious. Okay. Good point. I was just wondering. Okay. So we're back in the Modern Hotel. James and Max have two beds, but Faith and Lala don't. Very fun. Cuddles. Peter is, he brought his Speedos for the pool. Sarah is not happy about it, but she's going to deal with it. James really wants to get laid, but he can't get laid if Faith is there and Max's teeth hurt. So Max is fucking like, selfish.
Please leave me out of this plan. Like, I'm into hooking up with Faith when my face isn't fucked up.
No, we gotta get laid. So Jax, Brittany, Sheena, and Shay hit up the gym while Katie and Schwartz lay in bed. That's more the vacation vibe if you ask me, but whatever. So when Katie was sleeping, Schwartz actually set up a tripod on the balcony and took a picture of himself in the nude to copy Justin Bieber, because this is when Bieber's naked photos on his balcony on vacation came out.
I didn't ever see this photo from Bieber.
I knew it existed. I didn't see it because honestly, I feel like now, especially, nudes just like aren't that big a deal anymore.
No.
Everyone has them and everyone gets them leaked somehow.
The one thing I do love, like whenever we watch this back, is like, that's the old Instagram, like how it used to look with the blue and the script at the top. Like, I think it's so funny to see
screenshots. It's the camera. It's the brown cameras. Yeah. Oh, I love that. But yeah, so Katie owns that ass. Ha, bubba.
But she's not taking any action with that ass. We're
not having any sex with that ass. But they do get flowers from Ken and Lisa. So they call and say thank you. And Lisa, of course, asks about Max, which is how you know if they touch Max, they're dead. They're out of a job. Well, they're out of a house. She'll come kill him.
If they touch him, but like Katie and Schwartz, if they let something happen to be his like parents, it's like, did he take his meds? Is he drinking? Yeah. Like,
I sent you these flowers for a reason. Mm-hmm. And if anything happens to Max, you two are personally responsible.
I want him back in one piece with all the pills that he should have taken, like gone. And
I love that. I wrote, Max is not only the second favorite, but he's not allowed to have any fun on vacation.
I get it though. This was making me think about college. Like when people would be on antibiotics, you can't drink or they don't work. Drink.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I kind of feel this with Lisa. She's like, is he drinking? And it's like, oh, I love how like Katie kind of dances around and she's like, I'm not really sure.
He was on the other end of the table and he goes to bed early, I think.
Yeah. You're like, I don't know. Out my friend or like my
ish.
Yeah.
Well, if you out Max, you're just a dick because Max is just there. He's like the nicest dude, right?
Yes. Also, but you're also not going to risk your job by lying to Lisa. So you're like vague responses and I don't know a thing.
Yeah. But how lame is it to be like, actually, Lisa, your son is drinking, like to tattle on the kid.
That is something that Jax would do.
Yeah. But he's not going to hurt Max either. Like everyone just loves Max. He has no problems with anyone, but maybe Peter, because Peter tells him he can only have 5-minute breaks.
When he's clocked into Sir, Peter's the only one with problems.
So then we're back at the gym with the worker, with the people working out here. Sheena brings up the conversation with Ariana and says that Sandoval's been pissing her off lately. Thank God she's not going on that hike. And Brittany's like, speaking of the hike, in other news, Lala's here. Like, what a transition.
Like, okay, so we're teeing up our two problems, quote unquote, of this episode.
And Jax looks so worried. The producers did not tell him we were talking about Lala. He was
I don't think Jax has really got his story straight is his problem. He hasn't figured out how to spin this because he does need Lala's side to spin this.
Jax is a good liar when he has his story, but he hasn't figured out his story yet, which makes him the bad liar. Because now Brittany doesn't like to hear that Lala was flirting with Jax. Even though he never crossed the line, Lala doesn't seem to have respect for herself or other women, which Brittany, shut the fuck up.
The blame the woman thing. It's not super shitty.
Yeah. But Jax then says he is a clean conscience. He's a clean conscience. But Lala better not fucking say anything.
Then
it goes away.
I don't like how it's just like, we need to talk to Lala. Like, Lala's clearly the problem. Instead of being like, Jax, what did you do to like...
Yeah,
what was your involvement? It feels like we have never gotten a real conversation of Brittany asking Jax anything. And that's what bothers me. I totally understand wanting to talk to Lala to get her side of the story.
Yeah.
But there's never been a Jax moment.
I don't love being like, because Brittany does say, right, Jax has never given her like a reason for her not to trust him. And I'm like, you've known him for 3 months. Of course he hasn't. Well, also, you just lived with him.
You have no idea what's been happening while you've been in Kentucky.
Yeah, so she automatically is like, it must be Lala's fault. And it's just because no one's given you a reason to distrust them. Just because you haven't
found out all the reasons you should distrust him.
Doesn't mean it's not there.
Yeah.
So now we go for a hike. Tom Sandoval, being Tom Sandoval, did a lot of research on Hawaii. And he learned that hiking was a really big activity.
Dude. Thanks, Captain Obvious. This is where I'm like, Sandoval, just shut the fuck up.
So he brought a knife in case.
Oh my God. And it's like attached to his leg. I'm like, you're such a fucking loser. I'd push you over in a second.
He's not an outdoorsy person at all.
No, he just loves a costume. So it's like, this is his costume. He's like, my hiking costume. I have boots and I have a knife on my leg.
He is hiker. That is his character today. But they do find like a fun, cool little waterfall to swim in, and they have Speedos, and, you know, usually trips are for Stassi's birthday, but now it's Sandoval and Jack's birthday, and they're not going to say it's my fucking birthday.
Oh, I want them to though.
Everybody shut the fuck up.
It's my fucking birthday.
I love how as Sandoval's saying it, they cut to Stassi saying it in Vegas, and it's just my fucking favorite. So Lala and Faith, being Lala and Faith, they're gonna take their tops off in the waterfall. Titties out, let the titties go, whatever she says. But mostly they huddle around each other. They're not like really walking out of the
water. Yeah, I was gonna say they're like in the water, and it's not like
like tasteful nudes.
Kind of.
Look, I don't think I know I would probably not ever do this just because this is like not my thing. But I don't know honestly if I'd be bothered if other people did this.
I think the only reason it bothers me is because they're not close enough with this group to be able to pull this type of thing. Like, you don't know me and my fiance or my boyfriend's well enough. Like, you just came into this group. Like, I think this is your first trip. Why? I don't know. They could have asked or like mentioned it. Like, hey guys, like talk to the girls. Like, does this bother you? I don't know. I just don't think they're very considerate.
I think if everyone was like tops out, I'd be like, yeah, like that's fine.
Think of this like Stassi's birthday. The girls alone go and do it together, and it's like a thing. So you build like camaraderie.
Jeremy was there.
Okay. But you build like camaraderie, and like it's all of us together. Like,
but
doing
it's all of them. Plus they've known like Jeremy or those servers for a long time, right?
But nobody's dating them either, really.
Yeah. And you do it like all together. This was just like two girls doing it.
It also creates an us versus them thing. And so I think Lala's just creating drama. And I kind of think she wants the attention of that drama. Like, I think she's doing this very intentional to like piss them off.
I probably wouldn't be. I'd be like an Ariana or Britney. Neither of them seemed like that mad about it. Yeah. They're just kind of like, whatever. Which would probably be where I was, just because if I'm dating someone, we're both going to probably look at the boobs.
Yeah.
I would just be like, these are the only boobs you touch.
I think if you are like Lala kind of has a point. I think if you are secure enough in your relationship, it really shouldn't be a problem.
But I would want to be there.
Yeah. I
think
I just,
that's the other issue is Katie was like, well, I wasn't there. So I don't actually know what was happening. You know, even if everyone's like, it was fine. It's like, well, how do I know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I see both sides. I think
it's the unknown of Lala is why they're like pissed. If it's like, if Stassi was doing this like last year, I don't think anybody would have cared.
Yeah. I think everyone would have followed though. If Stassi was like, take your tops off, like everyone would have just taken their tops off. Yeah. I probably wouldn't do it, but I wouldn't care.
I think I'd be like slightly peeved, but I wouldn't like carry it for the rest of the trip. I'd be like, that's annoying. And then like you move on.
What was the point of that? Yeah. Tits out for themselves. Jax is gonna look, but he's not gonna let Brittany know he's looking, which I think is worse. I bet Tom and Ariana were both like, look, boobs.
Yes. And like Schwartz, when he gets home later, is like, I was just looking around and, you know, I saw him, like I wasn't stopping and staring.
Plus Schwartz says like, they've all seen boobs, right? They were all models. They all have long-term relationships. They've all hooked up with other people, right? We've all seen boobs.
Yes.
It's not like boobs are gonna automatically make men go hard and like have to leave their women and these shirtless women.
There's other problems if that does happen.
yeah but like, you know, boobs plus like porn's a thing, everyone sees boobs.
And like they were like swimming around, you know, like we said, it wasn't them just like walking around naked. Like
Schwartz
around.
Makes a good point. No one's like, oh man, boobs. Everyone's like, oh, boobs.
Yeah. You like turned over and you're like, oh, they're there.
Boobs. Yeah. So, Sheen and Cher on the beach, they can't drink on the beach. So they have tequila and they're like these tampon things. I've seen them before.
Yeah. You can't like openly like have a bottle.
Yeah.
For a beer on the beach.
Hopefully Shay can master moderation as he takes the first tampon shot.
Oh my gosh, she's like, take every other shot. And I'm like, that's not how it works.
That's what she says. Instead of doing every shot, do every other shot. Instead of doing three beer bongs, only do one.
I'm like, that is not how it works.
That's not how addiction works, my girl.
You don't get to be like, okay, I'm going to be a low maintenance alcoholic today.
Because you know what? If everyone has 10 shots and you have five, you're still going to be fucking hammered after five shots. If everyone does six beer bongs, but you only do three, you're wasted too.
Like, think about how shots work. Like when you're out, everybody isn't like, okay, shot number one for the group. Okay, Shay, when we all do shot number two together,
Shay, we're doing shot number two.
Yeah. Like, okay, Shay's on even numbers. Like you take shots randomly. So like, what is he supposed to do? Yeah. Be like,
Peter buys you a shot. Jax buys you a shot.
Yeah, when is the like pause shot? Because you won't go up to a thing and be like, oh, thanks for the shot. I'm going to throw it away.
Yeah, I actually can't have that shot, but come back in 10, the next round you do, even if it's in 2 minutes, I'll join that one.
Like this logistically doesn't happen.
This did not age well for Sheena. She looks horrible. She should never date someone with addiction.
I hate how she talks about it. I hope she like looks back and like, this is a growing moment for her.
Horrifying it is.
Yeah.
Katie joins them with sunscreen tequila. Super fun. So are they just taking straight tequila? Like they are just
taking on straight tequila. I think so. Because nice. That thing's so tiny, you'd be done with your mixed drink so quickly.
Yeah. So whatever. They're all talking about how horrible the hike probably is. And the hike isn't that horrible. Schwartz does admit to Lala and says, I did see your boobs. And Lala's like, great. Congratulations.
I think he's trying to like take the drama out of it. And I appreciate him trying.
He's like, I'm not trying to hide anything.
Yeah. I'm acknowledging I saw your boobs and I'm going to tell Katie the same thing.
Jax is like, I saw no boobs. People have boobs these days besides Brittany.
There were boobs out. Didn't even notice. I was just staring at you, babe.
And then Schwartz is like, I did see the boobs, but I'm unfazed by them. Just like you're unfazed that I saw them. Okay, so Ariana does ask if Lala's boobs are real, and they're not, they're fake. And if there's one thing we know about Jax Taylor is he loves fake boobs. We know that. And so
I love how Ariana's like, listen, have no problem with it, but I do have a question. Yeah. That's what I'm focused on. Are they fake?
That would be me. I'd be like, question.
I know. I'd be like, listen,
naturally.
I was staring at your boobs earlier because I was trying to figure out if they were fake or not. Can you just answer for me?
Schwartz did see them. I was full on staring. I couldn't look away. Are they real?
Yeah.
But so Schwartz asks about the Sheena conversation. So Ariana and Sandoval update him, and Schwartz cannot believe that his best friend is being attacked like this. Sandoval is the nicest, kindest human he's ever fucking met.
Oh my God, Schwartz.
This like makes me so not believe it. Schwartz is so over the top. He's like,
I know.
You? My best friend?
He's kind of like Shay to Sheena. Like, oh my God, I got to stand up and be there for my partner. It's like, Schwartz is like, there for my I'm going to be a really good friend today.
I am dating Tom Sandoval. I must stick up for him because he's where I sleep if Katie doesn't
want to sex with me. I defend him at all costs today.
He's the only one laying me on this trip, so I must. So he did it. So now we're back at the beach. And then Sheena's talking about Ariana and her mom's conversation. And no one here thinks it's bad. No one sees anything wrong with
it. I don't think Katie has seen the text. And I just.
Katie doesn't care to.
I think Katie's sitting at this, on this blanket. And she's like, okay, we're going to have a conversation about this. I'm just going to be like, yeah, she really is. Yeah. You know,
she's different. I think Katie just like, doesn't love Sandoval. So yeah. She's like, yeah, Sandoval fucking sucks. Right. Like that's been her friend for a really long time. They do argue like brother and sister. We've seen it in when like the Kristen shit was happening. Like Katie and Sandoval do argue just like Stassi and Sandoval do.
But
so I think it's more. Oh, go.
No, sorry. Finish your
thought. I was just going to be like, I think she's just kind of like, yes, Sandoval sucks sometimes. So Ariana does too.
Yes. I think the way Sheena had the conversation with Ariana's mom is similar to how she's having it with Katie. We're like, Sheena is the one driving all this talk about
the
it.
Information.
The really powerful words about it. And the other person's just like kind of agreeing like, oh yeah,
they like, are Sandoval, different. Sandoval is self-centered. And Katie's like, hell yeah, he is. And yeah, she's like, and that's why self-centered. I texted the mom.
Yeah. And she's like, and exactly. Like, great. She's like, this will hold up in court. Petey said, sure.
So back to the height. Schwartz just cannot believe that anyone would come for generous Sandoval. Oh my God. Amazing.
He's I'm like, especially Sandoval,
generous in the bedroom.
You are kind of proving their point right now.
I just love Schwartz is like, he is the most giving lover I've ever been with. And that Ariana's probably been with.
Yeah.
But Schwartz lets them know that Ariana's a little snappy because she's like, who the fuck cares? And he's like, you are coming off a little like snappy, but you're right.
Like, this is how I've always been. Like, nothing's different though.
Yeah. Which is also true. Which is all we have seen it. It is consistent.
I feel like we are similar to Ariana where it's like, no, I've always stood up for myself. You just didn't really mind it before.
Don't text my mom. It's because you're never on the, if you're not on the receiving end, you don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But the minute I'm snappy at you,
I was thinking about this as we've talked about it this entire episode. Like, I think the shift was the Kristen fight and like Ariana really gave it to Sheena about the, like, whenever they were all talking about if Kristen should get invited. And
yeah.
So I think Sheena's like, she was mean to me. She would never be mean to me. And it's like, no, Sheena, you've just been an asshole and she's not taking it.
Also, she probably would have never fought with you about Kristen if she wasn't dating Tom Sandoval. But because she started dating Tom Sandoval, Kristen the situation changed and wished death upon her. So yeah, we're a little snappy sometimes.
And you did nothing about it all last season. So like, I already know you
stood up for her.
You won't have my back. So I know I have to stand up for myself in this situation.
Ridiculous. So we go back to the beach where Sheena's bitching about how Ariana's not her best friend anymore. And actually it's Katie. Like, who would have fucking thought after 3 months, they're like besties.
I'm like, you are a fucking friendship hopper and I hate you, Sheena.
Because like, we see their fights. Like my favorite is still my boyfriend is talking to the whore in there.
Or the get your nose out of it. And she's like, my nose is fine right here.
Thank you.
She like points to her nose and I'm like,
My nose is fine. But Sheena and Katie talk every day and they still hang out. Whereas Sandoval and Ariana only hang out with each other, which like, I don't text anyone every day.
Well, okay, same. But also like, the way Sheena says that is like, Katie and Sheena don't spend time with their boyfriends and they're mad that Ariana does spend time with her boyfriend. So, like you guys are also in relationships. Are you telling me you don't ever spend time with Shay or like one alone time with Shay just because she's not at your disposal every day or like has other priorities doesn't mean she's not a good friend or like that there's problems.
Just because Shay would rather be doing drugs than hanging out with you does not mean you have to fucking come for Ariana's
relationship. Like, you're mad that they want to spend time with each other and have a good relationship. Yeah, I'm sorry, yours isn't that way.
They're friends.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just
hilarious.
It made me feel weird that like Sheena was like, she doesn't make time for us. She spends time with her boyfriend.
Also, maybe if Sandoval is out, Ariana doesn't want to hang out with you. Maybe she just wants to hang out with herself.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay, so we're back on the hike. Brittany goes up to Lala and says, can I talk to you for a second, girl?
Oh, Lordy.
Hey, girl. When you hear girl, either you don't know that person that well or you're about to get reamed.
Yeah.
There's one or the other. So Brittany brings up the Jax flirting and Lala's super calm. And she says she definitely crossed the line and she apologizes. She's like, I didn't realize that you guys were together. I guess that's like, on me.
Can I tell you my side of it though? Well, yeah. She's like, I did that for sure. But can I tell you what the situation really was? Like, why I kind of did that. And I appreciate that of like, give me the background of like what was actually going on.
Yeah. She owns it. She says I crossed the line and then Jax gets involved and he's like, well, Lala was really drunk.
Which I was like,
okay. And Lala's like, then this is when Lala says that Jax told her that him and Brittany weren't together. And Jax is like, no. How would you not know though? Like, I was texting someone. How did you not line up
from editing of all the times Jack said he wasn't all in a relationship?
The receipts. Editing gave it to all of us.
It made me think. I was like, what happened whenever Brittany watched this when it went live? Like, what were her thoughts on that? Because your boyfriend is flat out lying
And they edited in every single time he said he wasn't in a relationship. So you've already seen those scenes, but like to see it again.
I can't wait for this reunion. This reunion is going to be dope.
And I keep wondering, how long have they been in a relationship at this point when they're in Hawaii? Because if it's not a strong relationship, I feel like this would rock it for me to be like, wait a minute, you were telling people we weren't together.
Exactly. But instead, Brittany's like, no, we're together. And like, Jax is fine.
And I believe what Jax says.
Yeah. Jax is like, I never said that. Mm. You know, me, Brittany and I are obviously dating. And Lala's kind of in she's like, I would never lie. But Lala's kind of like in shock because she knows Jax is a fucking liar. And now he's like, she's like kind of being attacked.
Like, I really thought whenever, because it was the three of them talking, like, I really thought that like Jax would take his part. So then you're stunned and you don't know how to handle the situation. So I love how she.
Yeah. You're just kind of like, oh.
Didn't really say anything and was like, oh, wow. Like, I feel like if she would have said anything, she would have been like grasping at straws and become defensive because she wouldn't have thought out what she should have said to get the point across to Brittany. So I like how later she pulls Brittany aside again and really thinks about what she needs to say and be like, listen, I want to talk more because I didn't get to say everything at the waterfall. Like, I really thought he was going to take his side. And I'm kind of shocked that like, he didn't say more.
Exactly. And so Lala does kind of take a step back. She says she knows what she's done, but she has respect for Brittany.
Yes.
And like for Brittany coming to her woman to woman.
Yep.
So
I know you're in a relationship now. I'm not going to do anything.
Great. It's not going to happen. And Jax is like, great. Let's go, Brittany. Get away.
We're done. Goodbye. We're done. All right. Bye, we're never going to talk about this again.
Fucking loser.
Lock it up.
So then we cut to James and Max by the pool, Hawaii living. Max is drinking alcohol. Mm-hmm.
And this is when I thought about the antibiotics thing. I was like, oh, those aren't going to work.
Well, James wasn't going to let Max drink, but then he thought about it. And alcohol actually disinfects your mouth. We don't need antibiotics.
I feel like people said that all with COVID. And I'm like, I love the joke of it, but that is just not how life works.
That's not science. It's just fake news, everyone. Well, like, please don't.
I feel like we'd actually be dead if that was true.
Yeah. So James is super obsessed with Lala. Faith is super obsessed, apparently, with Max. So this could work out great in new sleeping arrangements for James mostly, but also apparently for Faith.
James trying so hard. I'm like, you're just desperate. Like, he knows he has this very small window and he's trying to make it, but he's too hard.
Want to know why Faith's obsessed with Max? Because Max doesn't give a fuck. He's just chilling.
He's chill. He's like, oh, you want to sit on this chair with me? Great. I'm not going to like immediately start trying to make out with you.
Yeah, so Lisa calls because Lisa, anytime Max is involved, Lisa's right there.
I feel like Lisa has like a radar that like Faith and Max are together and it's like, wait, let me call and get in there.
Let me call. Yeah, so she tells James not to drink so much. Max has no pain, but James loves Lisa because she loves Max so much, but also loves Pandora more. Anyway, Lala and Faith are here. Max and Faith cuddling on their little bench. Lala then shares the convo she had with Brittany, but tonight she's going to expose Jax because she thought about it.
We're not letting it go like this.
Katie and Tom are reunited. Katie was at the beach with Sheena and Shay. Schwartz says the waterfall wasn't romantic, but he did see boobs, but he's telling her because he's honest and everyone saw them. So it wasn't just him seeing boobs.
And I wasn't staring at them. I just was looking around for like Peter and a Speedo and just happened to see some boobs floating.
Yeah. Yeah. He's being honest, but all Katie hears is topless boobs. So Katie then gets mad, and this is why her and Lala will never be friends, because Lala's a sexual being, which weird.
Which I'm like, what?
Weird thing to say.
Like, well, we're all sexual beings. Not Katie.
Like,
they're not sex. Having sex. Yeah.
She is sex available 24/7 and wants nothing to do with it.
Yeah. They're polar opposites here.
Katie thinks that, you know, Lala should have more respect for people in relationships. And then that's when Schwartz was like, great, let's talk about something else. So those texts that Sheena sent Ariana's mom were bullshit.
Wild.
Yeah. And then Katie's like, no, I actually don't agree. And then Tom's like, fuck, I thought this was going to help my case, but it doesn't. So
they look legit get into an argument.
Argument. It's basically Schwartz saying, no, Sandoval's like really nice. And like Sheena had no right to text Ariana's mom. And then Katie saying, no, Sandoval fucking sucks. And so does Ariana. So if we want to text
Karen, it's funny because the fight they're having is like, Katie wants to prove that like what Sheena said in the text is true, which we've already agreed. Like a lot of that is true.
1,000%.
And Schwartz is like, she should have never texted the mom. And it's like, they're fighting two different things. So they don't align. And I'm like, you guys are both right. Sheena never should have done the action, but everything she's saying is pretty accurate.
My favorite is when Katie goes, that's a Tom Schwartz interpretation. He goes, no, Tom Schwartz is reasonable and diplomatic. But yeah,
they basically
fight and they still don't have sex and they probably never will.
Oh, I know. Katie's like, I need a shower. And he's like, can I come? And she's like, no. She's like,
no, now we're in a fight for two things.
Oh my God. You saw boobs and you're on Sandoval's side.
Speaking of boobs, we go to dinner and the first thing Schwartz says when he sits down is, we saw boobs today.
He's like trying to take the shock out of like the whole thing to be like, listen, everyone, let's get it out on the table. So it's not a problem.
Sheena Shea, what'd you miss at the waterfall? There were boobs. But I told Katie about the boobs and I told Lala I saw the boobs too.
So like, so I just want to let you know, Sheena, I'm not in trouble. That I saw, I saw the boobs and I told everyone about the boobs because you're the person who talks. Don't text my mom that I saw the boobs. I'll tell her when I get home.
Everyone's seen the boobs. Shay, you didn't see the boobs. Good on you, my dude. No boobs.
You didn't see boobs.
So this is when Katie turns to Lala and Faith and goes, do you think it's appropriate to show your boobs? And this is what I don't like. This is where I'm Lala. Like,
but this is the only reason I said the problem is because they aren't close enough that like, I feel like you have to know your place as Lala and Faith to be like, listen, I don't want to cause problems. So I'm just not going to do this.
But no, Lala's like, are you upset by it?
I love how chill she is. She's like, tell me what your problem is. Like, let's talk this out.
Yeah. She's like, let's have an adult conversation. Yeah. This 21-year-old woman. And Katie's like, do you think it's appropriate to show my husband some boobs? She's
like, if you're confident in your relationship, it really shouldn't be a problem.
Oh my God. Ooh. I love that. And she says, I encourage everyone to go topless.
Yeah.
Great.
You should have done it with us. Like that. I do love that. She's very like female empowerment of like, come, it's free.
Everyone,
like, let's do it together.
If Katie got topless in front of Lala's man, she wouldn't care, which I think is why Lala is like, why does it matter if all women want?
I think in theory,
she wouldn't care.
I think in that situation, she wouldn't care. But if it was like a Lisa Vanderpump Pool situation and Lala wasn't there, I think she would care. I think if it was more intimate, she would care.
I guess we'll never know because I don't know if it ever happens. Honestly, I can't even predict.
I don't think it would ever be on camera, but I don't think
Katie would ever really go topless for fun.
I think there are certain situations Lala would care about, but this type, no.
But so Sheena also gets involved, which I want to be like, because she's like, it's just not appropriate with other people's men. And I just want to be like, Sheena, didn't you get your start as a mistress, my girl? Like, you got
to
stop.
And I want to be like, you weren't there and your man wasn't there. So just shut the fuck up, Sheena. You don't need to comment on everything as I'm commenting on everything.
And then Ariana says she didn't have a problem with it because they were underwater and they were away from the group when they were doing it. And the dudes were in Speedos. So like, who cares?
And Lala goes, I did like that comparison of like, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah. And I mean, Lala then goes, it's not like I showed my pussy to everyone.
You're gasolining up this fire that now you're giving a scenario where you could have been completely nude.
But then, Katie basically says she doesn't trust her man, which is where I was like, there it is. There, Tom. But Schwartz actually did the thing. He let you know.
That's the thing is he was the most trustworthy about it, in my opinion.
Of all of it. Yeah. So we cheers to free the nipple. Sheena and Shay had the fuck kind of sex, you know, the fuck kind. Jax has been too tired to have sex this whole time. But that's when you know he really likes Brittany because he's in Hawaii with a woman in his bed and he's not having sex.
And she's like, it's hard to take that as a compliment.
Like, he's got, yeah, that's true.
You he really like got, me, so you won't sleep with me?
Says he's got nothing to hide, though. He just loves Brittany. That's it. That's the story.
Sure.
And so sure. Brittany goes, I trust him and I have no reason not to. And I go, famous last words, girl.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, this, I want to know what your thoughts are watching this back now.
So then this is where Lala's like, hey, Brittany, can I steal you away for a second? And Jax is sweating.
Crazy, you're talking about trust. Let's go talk about why you shouldn't trust him.
Oh my God, this man, this sweaty old man, he is just freaking out in his chair. So Lala says she was hoping that Jax would man up and tell Brittany. But basically, Jax was also flirting and he said that he wanted to fuck Lala, and Lala did play into it, but she also didn't know they were in a relationship because she never knew. Jax said they weren't. So that's the whole thing. And Brittany just cannot believe that Jax would do this. She cannot believe because Jax has never done this to her in the past 6 months she's known.
And I've never seen the other episodes of this show that prove that this is exactly who Jax is.
Yeah. Okay. We should watch the show of the dude we're dating first off.
Remember that even that one season he said he was like a truther and then he was lying the whole time anyways.
Yeah. I'm actually the biggest
truther. But everything I'm saying is truth is actually a lie. So
yeah, but you don't know that. So I'm the truther. That's it. Even though you do know I'm lying. Can't
prove it's a lie. I'm a truther.
Got me. So Brittany kind of turns it on Lala and says she can't believe that Lala would disrespect her relationship. And Lala's like, I'm not going to now that I know you're in a relationship.
Yes. Yeah. So Brittany, like, I think that's insane to say that. Like, you weren't disrespecting my relationship. And it's like but in my mind, there wasn't a relationship.
There wasn't a relationship.
I was fed that there was not a relationship, that you were not coming here. So what the fuck did I do wrong? And to me, he was single.
Yeah. So Brittany says she knows Jax loves her, but at the same time, Jack shouldn't be doing this shit. So the solution is probably just for like Lala to stop flirting. So
like there will be a million Lalas in this world.
Lala's pissed and she calls Brittany, or she goes, talk is cheap, honey boo boo.
I think she said honey. I think she just said honey. And then
do you think it was cut?
No, I think the initial comment was honey. And then the response was like, don't you dare call me honey boo boo.
Oh, do you think that was it? That was so, I don't remember, but that was so funny. But yeah, Lala's pissed.
Remember Honey Boo Boo?
Yeah. What a time that was. But Lala's pissed because all the blame is falling on her when really it should fall on Jax too. So then Brittany goes,
Lala is sitting there owning her part.
Yeah, so she's clearly telling the truth because she's like, I did do this, but it wasn't uncalled for. It's not like Jax was like, I am in a committed relationship and held up a rosary. And I still was like, I am the devil. I must make out with you.
Yeah, I will get you into a situation. Yeah, like, let me tempt you and like try and get you out of this relationship.
Brittany girl, where there's smoke, there's fire. There's not just one person putting up a smoke signal. Okay, both people are on fire. So Brittany goes to talk to Jax and Brittany tells Jax what Lala said and that Jax was going to fuck her. And Jax is like, me? I would never. Kristen,
we're in a relationship. We are in a committed relationship. I would never say that. You knew I was in a relationship.
Other people were watching. They were there at the table. Why would I say that if other people were around? Which, like, honestly, yes, but also you didn't.
But again, we know Jack so well that is actually his MO.
Yeah. Why would I do that? So he throws Lala completely under the bus. Also, he's kind of calm and he's just like, if I was really trying to hide something, I would be going crazy right now. And I'm not going crazy. So I must be telling the truth.
He does that so well about like telling you why he's a truther and all the reasons why
I'm a truther. So then Brittany's like, cool, let's call over Lala. And Jax is like, I don't know why we need to do this, but fine, if you want to.
But then he starts to freak out about different things. And I'm like, Brittany, why can't you pick up on this? Clearly he is lying.
I would be suspicious of both of them. I don't know why we're only suspicious.
If we can't talk as a trio, we got problems.
Yeah. So Jax is throwing Lala under the bus. He's a damn good liar. Sheena then walks in and Lala's like, oh my God. Sheena
has to be involved.
She's, what's going on? So Lala's like, oh my God, you were there. And so Brittany's like, did Jax and Lala both flirt?
Lala's like, you were there, but you didn't hear what he was whispering. Cause they're like arguing about the very specific, like, I want to fuck you comment.
I want to fuck you. Yeah.
And he didn't say like, I want to fuck you in those words, but he was alluding to like, oh, I would really like, I wish we could, like all this stuff. It was definitely like,
yeah,
1 foot over the line.
So Sheena says, but Sheena saw them flirting. Like she knows, but in her interview, she says she's going to have Jax's back. So she says
so much.
She didn't hear the whispering, but she saw him squirming, meaning that Lala was touching him under the table and he was trying to get her to stop.
I'm like, why would you actually want to do this to another girl? Could you imagine women empowerment somebody did this to you?
No, I'd be so mad. I hate when women turn their back on other women like this.
Like, so obviously, if you really don't know, then that's okay to be like, I was at the table and I have no clue what he said. Like, I don't know if he did or didn't say that. So like, I can't vouch for any of this.
Yeah.
But she's like telling a false narrative.
Yeah. To she's have straight Jax's up being back. Like, fuck Lala for going topless. So I'm going to completely destroy her character. Just like I did Ariana and Sandoval.
100%. I don't understand the like benefit of this for Sheena.
She's just being a bitch.
Can you imagine if I went and saw Shay doing drugs and I was like, nope, he's clean. He's doing great on that moderation of drinking. Definitely no drugs.
Also, do you ever think like, not only is Brittany going to watch Jax flirt with Lala and then lie about it, but now she's going to watch Sheena lie about it.
I always wonder, why are people so willing to lie on camera? Like, I bet they can't say like Brittany can't sit down and be like, listen, this is probably all on camera. Like, tell me what actually happened. You know, I'm going to see it later. But
I wish Lala would have been like, well, it's all on camera, so you can just ask Bravo.
They can talk about it.
I know, but I like want
that's
to.
Breaking the
fourth wall. That would be my comeback. My comeback would be like,
I feel like, but you could on camera. You could basically say it like, the truth will come out. You know, I'll figure it out. Like allude to obviously
the truth receipts. Will come out, and we will talk about it later.
Like, you might as well be honest now. Like, the truth will come out.
Yeah. So Lala's done and she does tell Brittany, she's like, I told you the truth. I have nothing to like say from here. Like,
yeah,
you want to like, believe it, you want to believe fine. So she's so upset because she's telling people the truth and she's in the streets and she's crying and she feels ganged up on by everyone. Mm-hmm. And then the episode ends. So next time we're still in Hawaii. The girls are again coming for Lala. Stassi's back in LA and she's hanging out with Kristen, which that is about to be my roller coaster of emotions. I don't know how I feel about it. And then Jax gets arrested, which made me giggle. So
I love that. They're all like sitting outside and they're like, he's in jail. And I'm like,
who's going to post bond?
Which just, like,
who cares?
I can't imagine. Well, Alicia, like, I can't imagine if like you went and got arrested, I'd be like, I don't have money for this shit.
Yeah. What the fuck kind of bond does she want me to pay?
Oh my God.
Especially Brittany. Brittany hasn't been on this show for that long. She's
thousands on the payroll. Dollars. And it's like she has access to his bank account to like she's go get the money. The
payroll.
Like, Sandoval, like, I know we're all shitting on you about how you suck, but can you pay up?
Sandoval's the only one that would show up with the money.
I wanted to be like, I'm all about me. So like, sorry, no.
Oh my God, Sheena, you can't leave here without Jax. I'm actually all about myself these days. So I'm going to go.
I would do that. I'm not joking. I would do that. You're going to fucking say I'm all about me. You know what? I'm going to prove you right. And when you need me, I'm not going to be there for you.
I'd be pissed. I would do it. I'm petty like that.
Because I'm going to point out every time that you now call upon me. And how I'm not.
God, I hope that happens. I can't really remember, but I am excited. Okay, let's do accepted and blocked really quick. Who do we want to see? Who do we not want to see? I know who I don't want to see.
Yeah.
Are we blocking the same person again?
Probably. You go.
Sheena.
Oh, I'm going to do Jax because I don't like the blatant lie. But yeah, you're right. Sheena's a good one because she just really is a fucking asshole person.
Oh my God.
Good people. And she's backing like the shitty people.
She's just like, she has no loyalty to anyone. She like cannot apologize, but kind of apologizes. She's like horrible at arguments. She has to be involved in everything. And then she like lies for Jax on camera, which will be exposed. Like, I don't understand.
I don't understand why she's like standing up for this. So hard.
Also, the addiction stuff like grinds my gears.
You're right. You know what? I'm switching back over to Sheena. You convinced me. We're doing fuck Jax too, but like, yeah.
But like mostly Sheena. Okay. Who are you accepting?
I'm accepting Ariana. I think she's just really proud and confident, and she does lift up other women. She doesn't make it like a thing that they're topless. She's just like, go you. Like, are they real? Like, are they not? Cool. Whatever you want to do, I'm all in. Like, she doesn't want to. So it's like, but like, she doesn't make it a thing. And then I love like how cool, calm, and collected, like you said, she's had in that argument. She's like, we have receipts. We're not putting words in your mouth. We're reading exactly what you said. It's really fucked up. And like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. It sucks that other people can't be as calm, cool, and collected as she is in an argument. Cause I think that like, you know, doesn't help anything, but she's great. I'm going to accept Lala. Listen, I know it's a little controversial. She didn't do too much, but I think she's just here to genuinely have a good time. I think she's young and kind of stupid, and all these idiots did a bunch of dumb shit in their 20s. She wants to go topless, like, fine, whatever. She's just living her life. She owns it. She's not sitting here being like, well, your man was like, she was like, yeah, I was topless. If you want to be topless, let's be topless. She openly talked to Brittany, had a great conversation, and then later said, by the way, I do want you to know that this is happening, once she got her thoughts together. Yep. And she's telling the truth. And it will be exposed.
I like that she just owns her own part and stuff. And she is not putting blame on other people, but she's trying to get people to own their part. Like, she's like, I'm going to be topless. If you want to be topless, too, great. If that's a problem, that's your problem, your relationship problem, not mine. So, she's going to shed a light on what your problems are. And same with the Brittany Jax thing. Like, yeah, I flirted with him, but here's like another part of the situation. And you guys need to have a conversation about his part of it.
Exactly. Okay. Well, this was fun. Please join us for our after show. We have lots to discuss.
I have a lot of thoughts.
Follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. Join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. And we will see you soon.
Thanks, guys.